Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hosanna to Jesus. Why won't you praise him? Come on, wherever you are, just begin to thank him. He's been good to you. He's given you another day. He's given you another opportunity at life. He's blessed you and made ways. He's opened doors and performed miracles. Come on and give God praise. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ with a new topic, altar call and prayer, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and then Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today is everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. And we are in the 42nd Psalm, verses 1 through 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts live with me on Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. And then on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, including tonight, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where there's no topic off limit and I take your questions live on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you can't tune in live, make sure you follow the podcast. That way you receive the recording via phone, via text, at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, for Daily Fire, and a reminder text on Wednesday nights when Real Talk goes live, which includes a link to tune in online as well as a link to dial in via phone. Follow by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DF to phone number 33222 and you'll receive a confirmation text. All of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also email me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. Let me know how the podcast is blessing you, as well as make a donation to Rossi Williams Ministry to help spread the gospel on radio and in television on my website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. I am in Psalm 42, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Hallelujah. Glory. Listen to that last verse one more time. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Glory. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me. Everything else can wait. Say it again. Everything else can wait. There's a song where the lyrics say, give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, Lord, I pray it's not too late. Give me you, glory, everything else can wait. Hallelujah. Think about that thing. Does God have priority in your life? Does God mean anything to you besides just someone to go to and ask for material things? Is there covenant relationship, everlasting relationship? Relationship that is not contingent upon how much God will do for you and how much he will send to you materialistically. Is God at a place in your life where everything else can wait? Give me you, Lord. Everything else can wait. In Psalm 42, verses 1 through 8 that we just read today, the psalmist was crying out to the Lord, and he was dealing with his own inner turmoil. But he was saying that even in the midst of everything, my heart pursues the Lord, that my soul, it thirsteth for God. It pants after God. You know, just like the deer panteth or runneth down to the water brooks, emaciated and a dry throat and longing for water, compelled to seek water, so much so that he will traverse across miles in the desert if he must, trying to find the water. Glory. My soul panteth after God. My soul thirsteth for the living God, even to the point of compelling me to go to his home, to worship him with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitudes, to assemble together and praise and worship with him on his holy day, and to remind my soul when it is disquieted, when it is cast down, of all of the goodness and the wonderful mercy of Christ toward me. And then, glory, wrap myself in the consolation that all throughout the daytime, hallelujah, he commands his loving kindness to find me, to pursue me and to overtake me, to overshadow. This is what your soul will do when you have priority with God in your life. It will say everything else can wait until I have at least acknowledged God. He sends his loving kindness to find me. Glory. Has he ever done that for you? Has he ever sent his mercy to find you and to deliver you from consequences that you really deserved? Has he ever sent his loving kindness to find you and forgive you of your rebellious nature, of your disobedience, and of your sin? Has God ever sent his loving kindness to validate your worth in the midst of times when you felt depressed or sad, when you felt like you weren't good enough? Has his loving kindness ever wrapped itself around you during times of illness, during times of mourning? It says that he commands his loving kindness, glory, in the daytime, orders it to find you, and then at night, when you lie down, his song is with you. His joy is with you. And so then your soul and your spirit begin to pray into the God of your life. Why? Because everything else can wait. Give me you, Lord. Everything else can wait. Sometimes people will call me in the mornings when I am doing this daily fire teaching, or on Wednesday nights when I am teaching or hosting Real Talk, and, you know, I don't answer. And later they will say, well, I called you, and I say to them, but I was in my devotion time. Because even when this is over, you know, at 8 a.m. when all of you received the recording, I also received the recording, because just as I taught it, I also want to be a student of the Word of God and a partaker of my own teaching. So then I listen to it when I get the text at 8. And I am in praise and worship with God. And so what I'm telling them is everything else can wait. Until I've spent some time with the Lord, everything else can wait, because if I don't spend that time with him, you might not even like the attitude or the tone of the Rossi you get, because my soul is thirsting for God. I don't drink coffee, but for those who do, they tell me until I get that first drink of coffee, I can't even function right. Well, that's the way it is with God. Everything else can wait. Now, for some of you, it may not be in the morning, because maybe you work all night and you go to sleep, or maybe you're not an early riser. Maybe you're a night owl or an afternoon person. You don't have to adhere to the legalism of it, of trying to make sure you listen exactly at 8 when you receive it. But whatever, you know, your time is, glory, that you've set aside for the Lord, everything else can wait. Whatever time, and we're about to go into prayer, it is that you set aside for family time, for intimacy with your spouse, or for just quality time with your children, I tell you that everything else can wait. Because serving your family and loving your family is also part of serving God. Ministry and love start at home, then spread abroad. So if you set that time from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's when you and your family, you tell everybody, get your calls in, your texts, and everything else before then. Because when I'm ministering with my family, everything else can wait. My soul is wrapped in the loving kindness and in the song of God, and praying out to God by first ministering to those whom I love most and who love me most. Give me you, God. Everything else can wait. Will you prioritize God today? Can everything else wait until you at least have said, thank you, Lord, for another day? Give me you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel his presence? Hallelujah. Do you feel his loving kindness in your atmosphere? Hallelujah. Glory. God is with you. Wherever you are right now, God is there. And God is that spirit, so that wherever his spirit is, there is liberty to go forth in him. Dear Lord, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. We praise you, oh, thou great Jehovah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Everything else can wait, Lord. Father, we ask forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we ask that you just help us to focus on you, to prioritize you, to have loving covenant relationship with you, to enjoy time with you and ministry with you, praying with you, pursuing you and seeking you, feeling compelled, to lead the thirst of our soul. With your word, your way, your will. Time with you, following you, obedience to you, ministering to others, winning souls, helping to save, heal, deliver, sanctify, and set free. Oh, God, we prioritize you today. Now, Lord, I lift up everyone listening. Father, that you touch them right now. Lord, that you have your way in them. Father, that you answer their prayers and that you do miracles for them. Lord, that you make ways. Lord, that you open doors. Father, that you heal and reconcile, deliver and set free. Lord, that you save. Hallelujah. Father, that you do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. Right now, God. Right now, Lord. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now, God. Hallelujah. Answer them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody just say hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's do the altar call and then we will end with your task for today. But keep on worshiping the Lord. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that you are priority and everything else can wait. And that my family is priority after you. And everything else can wait. And that includes making myself priority within my family time. And everything else can wait. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're prioritizing God, that you're in church. Whatever days you have church, you're there, you're in Sunday school, make sure you're giving God quality time every day. Set it for a time that you can truly, you know, shut out everything else and spend time with the Lord, whether that's morning, afternoon, evening, night. You know you best and how you function best. So make sure you follow the podcast. That way you can listen to the recording at any time. It's available to you all day, and even the next day you can go back to that one if you really wanted to hear that again. You can forward it to other people to bless their souls. So follow the podcast by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you will even receive today's teaching. All right, our topic for today is everything else can wait. Your task for today is to prioritize God every day. Set aside quality time with just you and God, and with your family and God, and watch how his loving kindness is compelled to find you, and how his song consoles you all throughout the night. All right, I love you. I'll see you tonight on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, live at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, just go to the website, rossi.org, at 7, and on the broadcast page, you can tune in live. Everything else can wait. Make God a priority.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.